Hello.
Hello. Can I speak to Mary, please?
Yes, she's calling.
My name is Kevin, and I'm calling from Dr. Bazzi's office, Progressive Oncology and Hematology Center.
Yes, thank you. I just got my bill, mm-hmm. and I just have a question about the insurance that was submitted and an explanation for it.
Yes,
can you access my bill?
Yes, surely I can assist you with that. So before proceeding further, you'll be able to provide me the your account number. It is mentioned on the invoice.
The account number is J, and M is in Mary, 568986.
Thank you so much for that information. Allow me just a few seconds to log into your system.
I'm sorry, what else?
I'm saying just allow me just few seconds to log into the system.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, Ms. Mary, you might have received the statement for $126.73. Is that correct?
I did.
Yeah. So let me check what insurance you have. Just before proceeding further, you'll be able to verify me your date of birth for verification purposes?
9748.
Okay, thank you so much for that information. Let me check. Yes, you got Medicare as your primary insurance and secondary insurance from AARP, that is the supplement plan.
Yes, and that shows that they paid nothing. So before I called them, I wanted to make sure that it was that insurance. I don't understand why they didn't pay any of it.
Okay, I can explain you about that.
Okay.
Let me check the Medicare explanation of benefits and then the secondary explanation of benefits. Okay, so exactly what happened for the service date on March 27 of 2025, we have submitted the claim to Medicare. Medicare has processed and applied $126.73 towards your deductible. This Medicare annual deductible.
I'm sorry, I don't quite understand. You said that the date of service was what?
March 27 of 2025. You got the service on that date.
It was submitted to Medicare, and Medicare paid...
Medicare has... they had not paid $253. They just $126.73 were applied towards your deductible, the annual deductible.
Oh, I hadn't met my deductible yet.
No, you have. At that time, you have not met.
Okay, and I don't think I saw the date of service on there. I see it now. Okay, so then the other insurance, my supplementary insurance, did not pay either, correct?
Yes, that I need to check that. Yes, they had also not paid that, as you have a Medicare supplement plan K with them, which as per that plan, that does not cover the Medicare deductible, and also it has 50% of the Medicare coinsurance. It will only cover the 50% of Medicare leftover, and it will not cover the Medicare deductible. So Medicare deductible will be your, unfortunately, it will be your responsibility to pay, Ms. Mary.
Okay, I gotcha. I just wanted to make sure that I didn't quite understand, but I can see that the date, I've reached my deductible now, so when I go back again, this would be different, correct?
Yes, now it will be different, but your secondary, your secondary supplement plan will only cover 50% of the Medicare leftover. See, suppose if Medicare has left 50% coinsurance, means if they have left $50, suppose the $50 copay or a coinsurance, so they will only, your secondary will only cover $25 among that, and $25 will be your responsibility.
Right. Okay, great. I think I understand that. This is just higher than the bill I usually get from them, but I can see that it's the timing of it, that when it was in March. So I understand.
Yeah,
I understand it now.
Yeah, it's an annual deductible, so we can't help it on that.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. You've been helpful.
Okay. Mary, is there anything else I can help you with?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Have a wonderful day and enjoy your
okay.
weekend. Thank you.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.